Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool breeze sweeps across Israel this morning. Clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem promise a bright day ahead. Haifa and Be'er Sheva will see a warm afternoon, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, U.S. military forces have launched a new wave of strikes against targets in Iran, according to the U.S. Central Command. Also, earlier this hour, the U.S. military identified Sergeant Angel S. Ramprasad, believed to have been killed in an Iranian attack on a base in Jordan. Also this hour, the cost of the war in Iran has reached $37.5 billion, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reported during a heated Senate hearing. Separately, Mamdani admits New York City can't arrest Netanyahu in what the Israeli envoy calls blood libel. And finally, Ed Miliband, Britain's new Jewish Foreign Secretary, has a long history of support and disagreement with British Jews. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting posted just minutes ago that Zohran Mamdani's calls for Netanyahu's arrest in New York City are political theater, acknowledging the limits of his power. I24N EWS English noted just now that increased military pressure on Iran might create an atmosphere more receptive to U.S. diplomatic aims. Joe Truesman reported 41 minutes ago that a military facility in Iran's Khuzestan province was hit, showing significant fire and explosions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. military strikes in Iran, the U.S. Central Command announced these operations aimed to weaken Tehran's military capabilities. This marks the 11th consecutive night of strikes. The repeated assaults reflect ongoing tensions and the U.S.'s strategic emphasis on reducing threats from Iran. Turning to the identification of Sergeant Angel S. Ramprasad. Earlier today, the U.S. confirmed her status after an attack on a Jordanian base. Sergeant Ramprasad's death underscores the human cost of the regional conflict and highlights the risks faced by service members stationed abroad. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reported in a Senate hearing that the financial toll of the conflict with Iran has reached $37.5 billion. He expressed concerns over potential shortages if additional funds are not secured. This financial strain could impact future military operations and domestic budget allocations. In a related development, Mamdani's admission that New York City cannot arrest Netanyahu has stirred diplomatic conversations. Israeli envoy Danny Dannon criticized the statement as blood libel. This situation highlights the ongoing political tensions between U.S. local officials and Israeli leaders. And finally, Ed Miliband's appointment as Britain's Foreign Secretary brings a complex relationship with British Jews to the forefront. His past support for Jewish communities contrasts with his calls for stronger pressure on Israel regarding Gaza, indicating potential diplomatic challenges ahead. On the economic front, first, companies in Israel are discovering the challenge of integrating AI is not technology, but rather employee adaptation. A survey by KPMG and Microsoft Israel highlights the need for skill development as a major barrier. Separately, America's worst bosses are being exposed online, with cases of managerial misconduct gaining attention. This trend, while centered in the U.S., reflects wider issues of workplace culture that Israeli companies are also addressing. And finally, Israel's Knesset has approved a reform to ease imports from the U.S., aiming to lower consumer costs. The move could significantly impact the Israeli market by increasing product variety and competition. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.